The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
Hi, guys. Okay, so that was really bad, honey. I was here. Okay. Do you want to do it again?
If I sound crappy, it's because I'm traveling. So once again, I apologize.
Yeah, so Tara's on a telephone landline from the Sofitel in New York City. And she's there doing a whole bunch of wedding stuff. Before we get into everything, guys, I want to do a really sincere apology about my absence last week. Honey, you know how mommy's into extreme couponing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So.
I can just see you with, like, those binders. I remember my mom had one as a kid. Do you remember? And they, like, the real old school ones, which were, like, really hard plastic, and they were huge. So you'd walk into the grocery store, and it would be like you were carrying a briefcase.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, mommy's an extreme couponer. I was like, mid-extreme couponing for Nair and bananas, and I don't know what happened, but the next thing I knew, I was on a bus to Foxwoods in Connecticut, which is a casino, for those of you who don't know. So what I think happened is I got to the couponing point where the store was going to have to pay mommy for the bananas and Nair. And they hit me in the face, and all of a sudden I was on a bus. So that's my excuse for last week, everyone. Yep, I was extreme couponing. Yeah.
just disappeared on me.
So I don't know if you're aware or not, but mommy doesn't have the money to pay for full price bananas as well as full. Mommy doesn't have the money to pay for full price bananas as well as your change in skin tone from ivory to beige Danskin skating tights. She can't afford both, so she extreme coupons, and that's my excuse. That's why I was late, everyone, and not available last week. Sorry.
So not true, but you mentioned skating tights, and I feel like we should tell people that it's a thing in skating. If you watch the skaters, sometimes their tights don't match the skin color they have, and it comes out this real orange, like a real bad spray tan. and I went through a phase, Johnny, where I liked this one, like these thicker pairs of tights that I would always wear. And they were very dark. And I remember my coach getting very angry every time he saw them on me.
Well, guys, the funniest thing is when you go to like a summer skating event and it is, you know, July or August, and it's these little club competitions, but you can see where these girls, these underachievers that actually have time for vacation, where they have gone on vacation because they can, you can see their bikini line where they've gone tanning, and their skin tone is a completely different color. Like, you'll get a different color arm from a different color face because they've put the makeup on since they've had last season when they were real pale. And then these awkwardly colored skating tights. It's such an ism with me because I watched young girls freaking out about their tight color.
You know what just made me laugh, Johnny?
Everything?
The way you said that just reminded me of, like, coaching and figure skating in general. It's like you just say something so cutting and mean, but you say it in such a nice way, you know? Like, I feel like there's been many times that I was called, like, oh, I see you've done this. My little underachiever.
Well, it looks like you've eaten. Oh, did you eat my little underachiever? Well, good for you. Go do a triple run through of your long program.
What else is there, Jay?
You know what? Let's just keep it in a skating realm. We were in Denver for the World Figure Skating Championships, and little known fact, the World Championships actually took place in Helsinki, Finland. So
right,
we were there. We were
Even
there via
I'm on
satellite.
A Viking River cruise.
No, it's Viking Ocean Cruises now, new sponsor of the NBC telecasts.
Yes. So, guys, this is very shocking. We're sitting there in the booth, and we have heard the Viking River cruise promo that Terry, you know, lays out so beautifully for months now, or even last year. I can't remember if Viking River was on last year, but it was definitely on this year. That's why I decided to get on the boat and travel to Johnny to choreograph
my number to the Wild East.
Right, since we've been talking about this, and it's been a long journey. And let me tell you, what a shock it was to hear that we are moving from rivers to oceans. Now it is the Viking Ocean Cruise.
Now, guys, just before we get into it, this isn't like a diff eyewear moment or anything. Like,
no.
Viking River Cruises and Viking Ocean Cruises do not have any knowledge of this podcast, and they'd probably be upset for us even mentioning them. They aren't part of our financials. So,
yeah, but we love the Viking River Cruise joke.
huge fans over here in Tara and Johnny World. But I did draw out a map for Tara on how to get to me on the East Coast from California on a Viking Ocean cruise. Essentially, it requires navigating through lots of sharks and passing through the Panama Canal and then down through the Gulf of Mexico, around the Horn of Florida, again, navigating through many more sharks, up past Kiowa, and then you're in the Middle Atlantic region where she can find me, probably ice skating.
Our like listeners could be there while we are commentating and just like the ridiculousness that happens, because every time it's going to be very difficult to know which cruise I'm on now. Viking Ocean Cruise comes on, Johnny and I, how Terry keeps a straight face or is able to concentrate, we start doing like ahoy motions, we start anchoring the ship.
Ahoy, matey! You know, Mommy's favorite type of Viking tour cruise is the Viking swimming pool cruise, where you just kind of float around in a square. Okay,
you would never get in an open body of water, ever.
Never, ever, ever, never. Okay, so Denver. Let's tell people some things. So we were in Denver because when we commentate, a lot of the times, unless the competitions are in the United States and it's, you know, cheap to get there for us and our conglomerate bosses, we do it via satellite. Usually it's from Stamford, Connecticut, where there's a huge campus of NBC Sports. All the sports moved out of New York City into Stamford. And for some reason, Tara seems to know better than I, we were in Denver. And
right.
Mommy doesn't like altitude because it's hard for her to walk.
No,
it hurts
but we were
her bunions.
Also calling... I really don't know why we switched to go out there, but anyway, we were calling a lot of live feed. So we did, we did men's, we did pairs, we did dance, and we did ladies. So it was a much bigger workload for us than we usually do when we do the Grand Prix, where we do just, you know, six ladies and six men. So we were there for two full days working hard.
Yeah.
Johnny, we had a fire alarm. Should we talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about our evacuation.
Okay. So first, we're doing well. We're actually...
We're working.
We're working.
We were working. We were busy.
It's time sensitive because we were taping almost live and it was being run onto the air probably, I don't know, 15 minutes later or whatever it was. And we had to be back in that studio in time, or the rest of the men, we wouldn't have been... Was it the men or the ladies?
It was the men.
We wouldn't have been able to call them.
We were on a time crunch because we weren't live on television, but we were calling... We call the satellite feed live, and then they have to quickly turn it around in post, as they say, and feed it to 30 Rock so that they can, you know, get into your living rooms. And...
Right.
Like, if we had been evacuated for 15 minutes longer, the show wouldn't have actually been able to air. We were still commentating when we were on the air. It was a weird time thing, and you know the rapid response of the firefighters was stellar. So
we were just in the middle of someone like Jin Bo-young skating,
yeah.
And boom, there goes the fire alarm. And now, guys, I don't like emergencies. I like to be safe.
Yeah,
we hear in our ears, okay, you got to get out of the building. There was smoke or whatever. It was not one of those things like, this is just like a test. I left my phone. I left my purse. I was like, guys, let's get out of here. And I was the first one out. Safety first. I was like,
safety
Johnny,
first.
Let's go now. Then I really regretted that my phone was back in the building when we were standing in the snowy Denver weather.
It was
waiting
snowing.
For it to be resolved.
It was snowing and freezing.
You were keeping me warm in your jacket.
Well, you know what? Thankfully, Mommy is Mommy, and she's real well prepared. And, you know, come hell or high water, Mommy will grab her purse and her coat. So and a big handful of condoms.
I just left everything.
You just left everything and ran. And I took the time to gather my things because, you know what? Mommy's pills are in her bag, so she can't leave that to catch on fire.
How would you go to sleep?
How would I go to sleep? How would I come down in a strange hotel? But anyway, the everyone on social media, oh, this is April Fool's. Like, oh, you guys pulling our legs. You just took a picture in front of a fire truck. But it was legit. Tara and I don't fall into the April Fool's shenanigans because pranks are dangerous. And
yeah, no.
I don't approve of them, nor does Tara, because you never know what can happen. All of a sudden, you can just be speeding along, and then you get flipped upside down by going over a tree trunk on your speedboat. And
yeah.
That no one likes that. So what else happened? We did a drunken Insta story.
Right. So we were done, and we had
finished
the whole afternoon and night before we could fly out the next morning because we were going both to the East Coast. So we decided we could either go to the NBC Suites and hold court there, or we could go downtown, or we could go to Maggiano's.
We chose Maggiano's because, you know, at the end of the day, we had gotten up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere in there in the morning to go.
Really early.
And talk about men's ice skating. And it was very early. And we were tired, but we had, you know, high hopes of going to downtown Denver. And usually these satellite, you know, controlled TV zone area things, compounds are in a suburb somewhere. So we didn't know where we were. We didn't know how far from Denver proper we were, but we just kind of got the poops of it. And we're just like, no, we're going to stay out here. Let's go hold court at Maggiano's. I'd heard of Maggiano's before, never been.
I have never been either. But let me tell you guys, they have a lot of property.
They have a lot of property.
In Denver, a lot.
They had a valet.
We moved in our Uber. As we're moving in, the entire restaurant was the size of, like, a huge city block. I didn't even know where the entrance was. I couldn't wait.
Luckily, they had a luxury spin-around for valet. And, you know, we knew it was the right place for us when we started to walk out of our Uber. And, you know, out of our Uber Prius. We knew it was the place for us because walking out of the restaurant as we were walking in was what I would call a later middle-aged gentleman in full Native American regalia, including but not limited to jingle bells on his boots.
I think they were like chaps that had jingle bells all over them.
I mean, he was absolutely genius. Now, walking in, we had no idea what to expect because that kind of clientele is a little bit too chic for us.
With that, when you're walking in and Jingle Bells is walking out, you know it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, so we went to Maggiano's and we followed blindly to our table. And it wasn't the most ideal of locations of tables. I like a booth in the back.
Yeah, I love a booth. I am a big booth fan. This table was up against one of those columns. Remember, you had to move it and all the water almost came out of our pitchers. But the best part is, Johnny, we have to mention this. We documented this entire experience at Maggiano's.
Yes.
So it was part of our Insta story, guys. So if you saw the Insta story,
it
then
was
you
genius.
Know. But if you did not, you missed a really funny Insta story because we started off walking into Maggiano's and then we ended up at 2 a.m. doing other things that we'll talk about. But go on. So we sit down at our table.
Well, I don't know if it was 2 a.m. Anyway, we sit down at our table.
Yeah, I think it was more like 11. We started early. I think dinner was like early bird special.
Early bird. And Tara, when Tara and I are together, she tends to miss me a lot. And she likes to make sure I stay awake as long as possible. But I had to pack. I had things to do.
Okay, guys. How annoying is it when you're like, okay, we're going to go out, we're going to have dinner, we're going to have fun, and Johnny all of a sudden starts like probably 3 hours before saying, oh, I don't know, maybe we just call tonight. Oh, well, you know, I got to pack. You got to pack. You came for 2 days. How many suitcases did you bring? And this packing thing is just gone. It's overload. It's like going to the airport with him. He goes 3 hours early. So when he's like, well,
don't.
I have to be up at 8 a.m. I'm like, oh,
I
well,
follow
I'm sure
TSA regulations.
Just fine.
I follow regulations. Well, I have PTSD about airports from when I was little. And, you know, we flew, only economy. And we were always group 7. and we had no priority whatsoever, despite me being little. And I just really have, you know, post-traumatic stress from that because my ex-coach, her husband was a pilot, and he thought he knew better. So we'd show up at the last minute, and we were always running through frickin' airports. I get nervous.
But yeah, meanwhile, so now he has to do
you...
that. Plus another annoying OCD moment of you have. You call it packing, but it's not really packing. It's Johnny going into his room, and he makes it's a show of it. Like if I were to peek in, I just imagine you like twirling. You grab a blouse and you twirl, and then you take a moment to check it out, and then you like crease it just perfectly and wrap it in paper, and then you twirl back and put it in your suitcase. Like you have this like routine you do, but it drives me crazy, especially on trips where you've literally packed four outfits. Like how long does it take you to put two boots and two pairs of jeans in a suitcase, Johnny?
Yeah.
Oh, you're there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I didn't know if you were talking. Guys, I love that they're along for podcasts like this because sometimes things are just not going smoothly and they're in it to win it, you know? They just follow us even on these days like today. But
anyway,
I still want to give you crap about what you do before we go out because it's really annoying. So I just want to set the scene for them again. So anyway, I'll be quicker about it, but now you get the full gist of what he does with airports and packing. But all, you know, probably from 2 to 4, he just, I don't know, maybe we don't drink tonight. Maybe not a glass of wine. Maybe we go home early. I mean, let's be quick. I mean, let's make this an hour. An hour? We do not go to Maggiano's and make that trip an hour. So the best thing to do is get Johnny a glass of Sincere. I don't think they had that at Maggiano's.
So mommy had to taste test their varietals.
Then you know you have them.
Yeah, I mean, as long as I'm half a glass in, I'll pretty much do anything. Like, you could sell me to the terrorists at that point.
But I like to take my time. So, like, when they came, this is in general. Like, when I go to dinner, I really like to take my time. Dinner, to me, is like going to a play or going to the opera or doing something so special. I love going to dinner. So I...
Doesn't matter where it is.
No, it really doesn't. But I like to go slow. I don't like to be rushed at all. Guys, anyone who lives in LA and goes to the R&D Kitchen, Hillstone, Banderas, that whole restaurant chain, it's very, very good, and it's one of our favorites. Todd and I love all of those restaurants in LA, but I don't know what they do in the back in the kitchen. It drives me insane. Our dinner lasts 20 minutes. Like you're like, oh, can I order a salad? And then you like turn around, grab your glass of water, and it's out.
Dessert's there already.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Mommy hates that. I do not want to be rushed. So when we went to Maggiano's, Johnny's like, oh, should we order? I'm like, absolutely not. We're going to start with a starter, please, sir. We're starting with green beans.
The Maggiano's, our waiter was awesome because meanwhile, we have more stories. So we met everyone. We held court at Maggiano's. We met anyone that was anyone there. First person we met was our waiter, and Tara was desperate to have her phone charged because she wanted to Insta story because Tara and I had never gone into Insta storying for Tara and Johnny.
It was our first, you know, journey on this amazing platform, and we just couldn't end it there with jingle bells, and then we sat down and Johnny's lifting up the table and adjusting it. There's, you know, like the leaves you can pull out. We had a very large table by the time Johnny was done with it. And then my phone dies? Absolutely not. So that's,
certainly not.
Our waiter was amazing.
Our waiter was amazing.
Our server was like...
We really threw him off, though, with the green beans as a starter.
Yeah, he's like, excuse me?
He's like, I'm so sorry. We don't serve your kind here. So we were really like into, we were those ladies that wear yoga pants and don't eat lunch.
Right.
That's who we were. So we sat
just
down.
Just for the app though, we changed outfits for our entree.
Yes, we put our eating pants on. But after our server, you know, went on the mission of finding us an iPhone 7 jumbo charger for Tara, a small girl came up to us, and her parents really were awesome and paid for our first round of drinks, which was great, which was, you know, the only round of drinks, actually.
Right.
And for those of you that saw our Insta story, someone actually on on social media called us out for being so drunk, but really it was one glass of wine and we just got real happy.
Seriously, but, guys, I don't know if it's because we didn't, obviously from skating and training, I started drinking very late. I don't know about you. It really happens to me in one glass of wine.
Yeah, I didn't start drinking until I was at least 24.
Yeah, me too. I was like 23, but like one glass of wine does it. Everyone who thought we were drunk on that, we really weren't. And the Insta story
lasted
for about 6 hours.
Tara gets two sips in, and she's like,
"Really, it had staying power."
Tara gets one sip in, and she's like, "Wasted," and she actually announces it to everybody. But anyway, this beautiful little ice skater was up from Colorado Springs. She was competing in a competition in the greater Denver area, and she came over, and she was super sweet. And we always love meeting people, and we never really know who's going to know who we are. It quickly went around the restaurant that we were who we were. So everyone was nicer to us.
Nobody knew.
That we were just
and the little skater.
We were just those. No, they all knew. They were just all those. They're just like, oh, those are those skaters. They're eating green beans for an appetizer. They're douches.
Yes, and then we ordered entrees. And what was interesting that I didn't know about Maggiano's is that there is a section of the menu when you order your baked ziti, which I did, that he's like, oh, you get a side. So I was like, salad. Oh, no, right here. You could, like, pick up chicken parm. You could pick a lasagna. So I was like, sure, my side will be a lasagna. I mean, the portions at Maggiano's are
sizable.
Huge. It's, like, good for six people.
But, yeah, when you choose a classic pasta, like a baked ziti or a lasagna or a chicken parm or spaghetti meatballs, when you choose one of those classics, you get another one of those classics to take home with you.
Yes. I mean, I really enjoyed my baked ziti. What did you get?
I barely remember, but I remember it was real creamy. Oh, it was manicotti, because I love a tube noodle. And I got a baked manicotti. It had chicken and spinach inside. I had two bites. You had two bites of yours. You declined your free lasagna.
Yeah, I mean, by the time you're done with your ziti, there's no room for lasagna.
You were not done with your ziti. We finished the green beans.
I'm going to be honest, like, and I love Maggiano's, so like, I'm making myself believe that it's, you know, the best food ever. What did they say? What kind of kitchen did I have?
Oh, a scratch kitchen.
Yeah, we were
thrown off by that.
Exactly. How Maggiano works. So I love them, and I don't want to say this, but the ziti was not the best baked ziti, you know, I've ever had.
I had the garlic from my meal come back on me for at least a day. So
then the baby came around.
Then there was a fake baby. But before we get into that, we're going to take a quick break so that we can regroup. But we'll be back in 2 seconds and we'll continue on with fake babies, Nicole Kidman, and Beta Peels. Be right back.
Great moments come alive on NBC Sports. With a blend of tradition and the latest in television technology, we're building tomorrow's memories today, right here on NBC.
So we're back. So I noticed we're still in Maggiano's, guys. This entire podcast might just take place at Maggiano's. Also, I want to tell you that I'm working under the influence right now because I could not sleep for the last two nights. So I took a NyQuil, which I never take. You know, those Z-Quil, NyQuil things? I only take them when I fly overseas. And I'm in a real fog. It's real hard. You know, I don't know what time it is. It's like 9 in the morning, and it feels like it's 3 a.m., and it feels like my mouth is moving, like, very slowly. So I apologize if I seem a bit out of it.
A bit off.
Am I talking over you, Johnny?
No, I was listening to you talk about Z-Quil.
Okay, sorry. See, guys, this is what happens when we're not in studios together or in the same studio. I hate being apart from you. Mommy hates it. Now let's talk about the baby.
Okay, there was what appeared to be a young girl. Like, there was a table of kids near us that were young people. And when I say kids, maybe somewhere between 16 and 19, like that sort of age group. But Mommy has no idea. Mommy had, you know, a strange dream the other night where she was in high school but still looked the exact same as she does now. But anyway, there were these kids, and there was one girl that had a papoose on. And when I say papoose, I mean those sort of baby carrier swaddling sort of cloth things.
And it caught our eye, Johnny, because the baby looked real stiff. Like, it looked... when I glanced over, I was like, what? What is that? Like, the way she was holding this baby in this blue blanketed thing, and it was just so stiff, it scared the living daylights out of me. We took a second look, and it was a fake baby.
It was a very fake baby. So this girl, turns out she was a senior in something, and she was doing this baby care, child care thing, which is awesome. Like, maybe she'll become a nurse or a baby nurse or a candy striper. You never know. So she could have been anything.
Maybe it's also, don't they do those programs to, so you know how hard,
so you don't get pregnant? Yeah. Don't you make sure you use contraceptives is kind of what it was.
I held the baby.
Tara held the baby. Its name was Hunter. And apparently had sensors and stuff in it, because I secretly wanted to, like, burn the head of it on a candle because I just wanted to see what would happen. But apparently there's all these crazy sensors on it. When I was a kid, we had an egg to take home and raise. And, you know, it hatched chickens. And, you know, I'm country, so we hatched chickens, and then the chickens go to a farm, and probably we ate them after. But, you know, this baby, it just really bothered me because it was like, oh, look at me. I'm a cute baby. Oh, look at all the attention I'm getting my mom. But you're a plastic baby. You're a baby doll, essentially.
Right, but she said it had all sorts of functions. So as I'm holding it, she's telling me this, and I was like, okay, I'm not ready to see what's happening or going to happen next. And I don't want to ruin your project, because she also said, please be careful. I could, like, fail for this. So I was like, oh, no. Here's Hunter. Take him back.
Yeah, I don't want to make you fail. But in the meantime, this replica child, you could, like, pinch its nose, and it could remote start your car on a cold winter day. You're still inside.
Right.
You pinch the baby's nose, it starts your car.
Once I held Hunter, he was kind of cute.
He was a plastic baby doll, honey.
Johnny, should we have one? Just travel with one?
Can you imagine? And we can track our progress online on our social media, and we can have a graph.
We're gonna get one of these babies. I want one so bad now.
Why don't we just get Tamagotchis? They take up less room in the luggage.
Oh, guys,
we could cut all the lines. We could have priority boarding.
Tamagotchis are the best.
Oh, I miss Tamagotchis real bad.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, anyway,
so what else happened there? Anything interesting?
After the baby, Tara and I went back and recreated some
of
our greatest
butter cake, guys. If you go to Maggiano's, get the butter cake. It was insane.
Yeah, that you should get. We did eat that. I don't know if we got the whole way through it, but we ate it.
It was pretty good. So we did the butter cake. Then we decided to go home and call it a night. And then we walked into our hotel, and we're like, well, should we, you know, have a drink downstairs? But we're like, that would be glass number two. And we're like, not really. Let's
better quit while we're ahead.
Yeah.
But, you know, our hotel, again, we were out in the suburbs of Denver, so we weren't down where, you know, the fanciest hotels were. And Tara and I love everywhere. Like, we're just excited to be together. So we were in our not favorite hotel. It wasn't the Rape Hotel of Stamford, Connecticut.
No.
Although the
rooms were a bit, you know, dark.
A bit dark, a bit grimy. That's why I have candles and stuff when I travel. But, you know, it wasn't the best. Like, there was a pile of bacon from the free breakfast that morning in the back corner of the elevator. There was a swimming pool. So you can imagine, free breakfast and swimming pool.
Lots
it was basically
kids.
All families. Yeah. But this bacon pile really annoyed me, and it was there until the next morning. So, like,
the kid on the elevator, she was screaming. I thought she was saying, I'm drunk.
Yeah.
But what was she saying? She had too much sugar?
She had too much sugar. But she had a very distinct accent. But she was special. She was a part of our Insta story. I have no idea who she is. Never see her again. But thank you, little girl, for being in our Insta story. Yeah, thanks for talking to strangers.
And Johnny's like, well, I should probably go to bed. I mean, I need to start packing.
Yeah, I did have to start packing. So then Tara was like, no, let's have a dance-off to 90s and early millennium hits. So we danced then to Missy Elliott and Tupac.
Candy Shop.
And candy shot by 50 Cent, NSYNC, some Christina Aguilera. Tara recreated her Ice Wars performance to Genie in a Bottle. It was
a
good night.
Nothing better than going back to that. That period of music is so much fun. I mean, I love music nowadays, but I feel special that we were around for, you know, Britney and I'm a Slave for You.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it start. It was our, you know, Cuban Missile Crisis. We saw Britney. Okay, so, you know, that was like a whole half and a quarter of our podcast about Maggiano. So let's move on.
Right.
I think. Anyway, we had a great time. It's the end
we
of
did.
The skating season.
And then when we started to injure ourselves at the end of the night, we're like, okay, it's time to go to bed.
It hurts. And then we had to save the Insta story, and then we had to learn how to airdrop, and we were on FaceTime with Todd Kapp, and like there was just stuff that we had to do. I had to pack.
We had to do. But the last text I wrote to you is, my butt really hurts. It was a lot of dancing.
From the dancing. It was a lot of slapping as well. Like, we just really went after it.
We had a workout. Sometimes Johnny will just ask me, like, if we're waiting around between, like, you know, work stuff. He'll be like, do you want to do abs? And I'm always like, no.
But meanwhile, I'm sitting there like,
I really wanted to do it, and then you didn't want to do it. But I feel like we got our workout done.
Oh, we definitely did.
But routine.
I always ask that, and it's not even a serious question because I'll be face down in a packet of fruit snacks and have no
really
interest
want
of doing
do
abs. when we go to South Korea, when we're in South Korea, you know, being the A team for our first A team Olympics, we will do abs. We're
going
to work out. In Sochi, we actually tried to, Tara really tried because I was supposed to have a full Russia tour right after the Olympics. And Tara, you know, just really enjoys fitness. So we tried really hard on the first 2 days that we were there and to work out. And then we realized, like, all of our bosses and stuff work out in the morning before work. And it just got awkward. So we just were like, oh, you know what? It's better to go down and pick the chocolate out of a cereal. Or
yeah, we worked out twice out of, like, the 45 days we were there.
But Rio, we did work out twice because we had nothing to do. So it was real funny.
We like to keep it two times a trip.
We did work out. We work out twice per month when we're at the Olympics.
It's really so hard to work out when you're traveling. I'm working with my like physical therapist guy who's training me now, and I have all these bands and stuff, and I travel with them. But guys, it's so hard. I'm looking at the blue bands across the room right now, and I look at them every time. Like, I wake up and then go to sleep and think, do I have time or the energy to do this? No. I don't.
No. I mean, working out's dumb, especially when there are chicken fingers around. You can't
chicken
really...
chicken fingers last night. Remember the raw chicken finger at NBC Suites?
Again, guys, Embassy Suites was where we stayed in Colorado, and it wasn't ideal. There were like
I'm not trying to throw them under the bus. I mean, we had a fine stay, and the server was very nice. They just sort of messed up the cooking time.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
it came out raw. But anyway, moving on. What else should we talk about?
There were adult men with no shirts on that had come directly from the swimming pool to the restaurant area of the Embassy Suites. I mean, there was a lot left to be desired, but we had a good time. Okay, so I want to talk about, I had a beta peel last week when I wasn't podcasting, and it was interesting. I'm trying to go through the motions of protecting and aging gracefully, because I feel like if we are lucky enough to work in television until our 50s or 60s, by then I'm going to have a whole new face. And I figure most likely because, you know, I'm real vain like that. And also it's television. There's a lot of pressure, more so on the women.
I'm not going to let you start looking weird.
Well,
I'm going to come to your appointments with you.
I'm going to look like Catwoman.
My Viking River cruise.
I'm going to have feline eyes at some point. But anyway, I've just decided to start. I've decided to start really looking into what is out there for a guy like me, because I don't want to turn 50 and all of a sudden look like Catwoman. And shock my audience. I'd rather get there gradually and slowly. So I found a beta peel, and it really burns your boobs off. I mean, it's just real spicy to do. It burns off a couple layers of skin, and I looked like tartar for a day or so after. But I'm so happy with the results. I'm going to keep doing it. So that's some news.
You know me. Anything that scares me, like without having control of an outcome, is not doable.
Oh, well, it's just completely...
Well, like, what happens if, like, it burned too much of your skin or something?
It won't. I mean, everyone does it. It's not like needles or anything. It's just a solution, a chemical solution you put on your
face. And how red are you? For how long?
I was red and dry for, like, a couple days, and...
Oh, so it's not that bad. It's not like some of those crazy ones that just peel your face off.
It wasn't full-on Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City when she had to wear the veil to Carrie's book party or whatever it was. But yeah, so I did that. I went to a dinner with my little brother, which was awesome. He had the kind of night off from his girlfriend because she was at a bachelorette party. And I got to have dinner and party with my brother that ended in me holding court with a hot dog vendor on the street.
Whoa.
So that was a good night. I'm trying just to catch everyone up because we wasted so much time on Maggiano's.
Well, guys, let us know if you enjoyed the Maggiano's story as much as we did.
Yeah, I'm sure it's
that was
very
the highlight of our week.
It was the highlight of our month, in fact.
In New York now, and I'm here because my mom came in. My mom and I are going to my dress fitting today.
Yay!
Before I head home, and I'm real excited. There are some changes we had to make, and actually, Chris Jansing, who you may know from. You may watch her on TV. She was a senior White House correspondent. Now I think she's at MSNBC. She's all over.
She makes kind of the best biscotti you'll ever eat.
Oh my goodness, the best chocolate biscotti in the world. I remember I swooned over Todd because he probably third date in called his aunt to make the chocolate biscotti, send it to him, and he surprised me with it. I'm really struggling with my Z-Quil, guys. But anyway, making it through. She makes amazing biscotti, and she also introduced me to my fiance. And she's going to come, because she lives in New York, she's going to come to the dress fitting. So that's super exciting to have her there. She's the best. But anyway,
it is a family affair.
I do my dress fitting. My mom and I spent yesterday just sort of running around the city and doing last-minute wedding shopping and things that we need, and it was good to see her. And then we're getting ready for the shower. We're working. You know what? Right now, Johnny, my main wedding projects have been they've been cakes and desserts, and I'm in heaven.
Right. I mean,
I don't want the emails to end. I love it.
it's just emails every day that start with ganache.
Yeah. And like, would you like milk chocolate or dark chocolate on this? And I'm like, well, let me see. Let me Pinterest for a minute. I love it. I'm going a bit overboard on the specific dessert thing that I'm doing at the wedding. And it's a thing. And a lot of people tell me, like, we talk to good friends of ours that got married. Oh, it goes by so quick. You don't get to, like, eat. Oh, guys, I will be at this dessert bar for at least 30 minutes of the night. Like,
oh, that girl's going to eat. Yeah.
I am going to get one of everything.
It's really, guys, this wedding has turned, and I know it's the same for everyone, but the wedding has become a planet of its own. And Tara just orbits it constantly. Like, when we aren't working or when we aren't having a conversation, she's looking at drink trays or Pinterest of cupcakes or
bridesmaids'
shoes.
Guys,
or
even if you're not getting married, Pinterest, just the dessert and cakes alone, the ideas you can get, who knew? I mean, I also never Pinterested before the wedding. Isn't that weird? I did... start a board at one time and then just like didn't really get into it. Now I get it. It's so good.
It's just an inspiration board, right? I don't Pinterest, so
No. But if you started and it was things that you liked, you know, say dessert or, you know, beautiful, you know,
men
dessert trays or frames or mirrors or cute things you can get. I mean, the things you can get for a wedding on Etsy and find like from Pinterest that's where I've gotten most of my things. I'm so excited. Anyways, go on. Yeah. So it's kind of like wedding crunch time. So I have been working a lot on it, and I love it. I feel like I'm designing an event, which I am, I guess.
You kind of are. Several events, in fact. We've got the shower, the bridal shower. We've got
the
shower
so
in Los
exciting.
Angeles.
You know why? Because Johnny's coming out to it.
Woohoo! Well, in addition, I mean, it started out as a special trip for the bridal shower and followed by gentle clubbing with Todd Kapp and the rest of the boys. So because they obviously can't be there when we unwrap toasters and, you know, what are there going to be those baby diapers with the melted candy bars inside and stuff?
Johnny, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, different thing. baby shower
I'm
versus bridal shower. Yeah, see how many friends I have and how real life I tend to be? Oh, so when's the wake?
Baby.
Well, don't they do that at those showers, those baby showers?
At baby showers, correct, yes.
Same thing. And to mommy, that's the same thing.
So I'm excited you're coming for the shower. You won't be able to make the bachelorette party, but
yes.
I will survive.
Well, I have to get ready because I've got the skating tours. And if I show up fat and out of shape, they are going to stop hiring me. And then mommy has to live in a dumpster and can't pay for my kids' teeth.
Right.
Yeah. So
Understood. So
we have that. We're
Real
taking
life.
Some meetings about our special show. So that's really fun. We are working with a production company now that's really awesome. They're called Kids at Play. And they really get us, and they are going to help us realize our dreams of owning television. And, we're excited about that. What else? I have the ice skating show this weekend.
Tell us about that. Queen of what? What are you queen of this weekend?
I'm the queen of Wilmington this weekend. Queen of Wilmington.
Queen of Wilmington.
And it's the Skating Club of Wilmington. It's one of the oldest rinks in the country, and it's where I train every late night when I'm home, and things have gotten real stressful. So I started crash dieting about 2 weeks ago, aside from Maggiano's, and because,
but
you know what?
Those fruit snacks.
And the fruit snacks. But I mean, here's the thing. Now with YouTube and all of that, I specifically post skating videos and stuff on my social media so that the people that hire me can see that I'm in shape and that I'm working hard and I'm trying to get ready for their shows. But anyway, I'm trying to get ready for the Skating Club of Wilmington show. I'm bringing back an old classic, one of my old numbers, and I didn't want to initially, but so many people wrote and were like, hey, can you do it one more time?
But I'm still on my ocean cruise.
Yeah, you're somewhere in Panama. You know, couldn't make it through the canal. Customs issues. Oh, is that Z-Quil? you can't travel on an ocean cruise with that.
Z-Quil is, like, serious.
It's potent.
I feel like I'm in a fog.
It's fine. We always kind of are. You're always looking down at your phone anyway, so same thing. but yeah, I'm really nervous about the show because I'm doing an old classic, but I'm debuting a new number that I've run through 3 times, and I'll have one more run through of it before the actual show. And now with YouTube, people all over the world are going to be able to see it. So I don't really have this sort of time for errors. It has to be perfect the first time, or people will decide they hate it before they've even seen it live. YouTube's the devil's playground.
So
that's happening.
So you're working hard on that. I'm going for a dress fitting, which means I've got to go.
I mean, we've really full lives. Oh, wait, we have to get to Fan Corner before we go.
Oh, yes, Johnny never forgets Fan Corner. Let's go.
Well, I never forget our people. So, so we got a lot of private messages this week because of the Insta story. And as I've said before, guys, when you write in to @TaraandJohnny on Instagram private message, it really makes me nervous that there are going to be some boobs or some phallus that pop up. And I'm not into that all the time.
That's not what happens. Believe
that happens me. That happens on @JohnnyGWeir. The amount of the amount of private parts that I have seen would astound you.
Johnny, where can people see this Instagram that we talked about for an entire podcast?
They can't actually see it because it only lasts for 24 hours. And if you did not see it and don't follow us, it's your own fault. And you should follow us so you can see whenever the next one will be, which, you know, I don't know if we're into Insta story, but there may be another one again someday. We'll only do it when we're drinking. But anyway, we have an Instagram private message from Vivi_G33.
Mm-hmm.
And I just liked that she called the Insta story, "Loved the Tara and Johnny Wine O'Clock Music Show."
I like that.
Yeah. We had another Insta private message from PLO Dream that said, LMAO, Latin, obviously. You guys are so drunk. Oh, that was her. So we already explained that we weren't that drunk.
Yeah, we weren't.
Let's see. Insta PM from D Maisie 444. And this was a little bit of a deep one that I really wanted to speak to. So this gentleman wrote us an Instagram private message also at Tara and Johnny. He's going through a divorce and he's really thankful that we make him laugh. And I thought that was super sweet because I remember when I was going through mine that I listened to a lot of Amy Schumer and Margaret Cho so that I could laugh. And I felt really good about that one, warm fuzzies. And we hope everything is going to be all right with you, sir. let's see.
Yes.
We've got Bond Girl Boots from Twitter. She comes from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And she says, I've gotten so used to Tara and Johnny commentating skating, I honestly don't like anyone else anymore. I got spoiled.
Aw. Well, we like that.
We love that.
Bond Girl Boots.
Yeah. Oh, and then we had a Mommy Hates It, and this is our last moment for Fan Corner this week. You guys really need to bring it and yell at us, say whatever you want to us, but at least give us some material because we like wasting at least 5 to 7 minutes of our podcast on Fan Corner.
And Johnny really is now, he like sifts through them, and if they're not good enough, we don't put them on. Like, I'll be like, oh, Johnny, look at this one. No, not good enough.
Nope, not good enough. But the last one is a Mommy Hates It from Fit Girl Georgia Peach on Instagram. She says, Mommy has to drive from Atlanta to St. Simmons today. What am I supposed to do? Listen to the radio? This is after Mommy posted last week that we had no new podcast and she was upset.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Yeah. So, guys, I'm going to really try hard not to have real life step in and miss podcasts and things. I mean, Tara has so much to do today.
Even though this will probably sound pretty crappy, I took my earrings off because I noticed last time they were making scratching noises on the phone.
Meanwhile, Pat Lipinski is sitting somewhere in the background there scratching the wall because she's just so annoyed that she has to sit and wait for you again.
I hate meeting. I hate podcasts. I want to go out and have a girl's day in New York.
Can't we go for tea?
Yes.
You know, and now with Pat Lipinski clawing at the wall to get out. So, as always, we want to thank all 622 billion of you that listen to our podcast.
A lot.
You know what? We have so many listeners from all corners of the earth. We even have a small signal from Antarctica. There's a special power station down there where people listen to our podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
We're big in Antarctica.
Also, Nuke Greenland. You know, hello to all of you there in Nuke. Yeah, we're just really thankful. We hope you follow all of our social media platforms at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir, at Tara and Johnny. We really look forward to bringing you fresh, new, lovely podcasts that essentially talk about nothing every week. And we love you guys.
Yeah, and next week we'll be in studio.
Next week we will
have nice and clear. So sorry for the fuzziness on my end.
Perfect sound quality next week. Something to look forward to for all of you guys. But until next time.
Bye.
Well, you know, dear, in those days, a woman didn't have a career. You know, she just
raised children who she hated for ruining her life and killing her chances at doing the one thing she loved.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.